This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The extreme heat warning has been extended through tomorrow night with heat index values up near 106. Officials say to stay hydrated, limit time outside, and to check on neighbors. Cooling centers remain open in the area. You can find one near you by calling 211. A Mount Pleasant crash that left a woman seriously hurt Sunday has led to felony charges against a 32-year-old Oak Creek man. Prosecutors say Austin Lynn was driving a motorcycle while intoxicated. He told police he wasn't driving, but investigators found evidence that that wasn't true. A public forum in Kenosha today will focus on concerns about a proposed data center and its impact on the community. Comedian Charlie Behrens will join panelists discussing issues like finances, water use, and neighborhood impacts. It's being held at the Rhodey. Milwaukee is celebrating Bob Uecker with a downtown event today. At the center of it all, a new 100-foot mural honoring his legacy. The official unveiling today will tie into the game tonight. And the entire state of Wisconsin is toasting Kringle today. It's a celebratory toast with the governor making today Kringle Day across the state. In the Evers Proclamation, he highlights the pastry's long history and strong ties to Racine. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another dramatic Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers battled back, down 3-0 to the Reds last night. Bottom of the eighth, tied 3-3, and Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz, with a runner on base, up to bat. He was 0-3 so far for the night. Jeff Levering.
Fly ball to center, back is Friedel, still back at the warning track, and it's gone! Joey Ortiz!
The Brewers held on to win 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy.
The whole team is so happy for him. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's really special.
I asked Ortiz, what was it like hearing 28,000 fans as he rounded the bases, chanting his name?
It's fun. You know, it makes you want to, you know, come through. You know, the fans pay money to come watch us and want us to win. And that's our job, is to compete and win ball games. And, you know, to be able to come through for the team and the fans, it's pretty special.
It's the Brewers and the Reds again tonight from AmFam Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, hot, and humid today with a high right around 94. The heat index, 100 to 105 today. Partly cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms late, our low 75 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, still muggy, with a high in the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.